Hello and welcome to the Wine Appraiser Podcast, where we sip and tell and share affordable wine finds. I'm Dennis, the Wine Appraiser, and I'm here with my wife and wine tasting partner, Denise.
Hello, everyone.
So tonight we have our second wine cocktail show. I changed it up a little bit from what we were talking about. It's not both white wine cocktails.
No.
We have one white and one red. I changed it up to the best two that I could find. What okay. sounded the most interesting to me.
I will be the judge of that.
So our first one that we're going to try is the Saint Germain cocktail. Very, very simple. And then they're both pretty easy, but the second one's a little more complicated. The second one is the Devil's Margarita.
I see lime on this one.
Yep. So I liked them. I did a lot of hunting for these, and I think they're good. So we'll try those out in just a little bit. But before we get into tonight's episode, I wanted to go back to last week's episode a little bit. So we had, what was our first one last week? Oh, yeah. The Calamoxo, I believe is.
And I really like that.
Yeah.
It had a sangria kind of flair without all the fruit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you really liked that one.
I did.
And then the second one was the Blood Letter Trinidad Sour.
I like that one too.
It's got a terrible name, I think.
It does.
But I really like that one. I don't know if you, did you even try, so our winner from last year was
Caribou.
Caribou.
Yeah.
The Caribou.
Mm-hmm.
So Caribou won last year. That was our favorite cocktail.
Yes.
And so I mixed...
out of six cocktails.
Yeah. So I mixed up a Caribou, and then I tasted it compared to the ones we had this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I like this one's...
Which one better?
Well, my very favorite was the Blood Letter Trinidad Sour.
Yes, you did like that one.
That was my favorite, and that is my favorite right now.
Mm-hmm. And what was the main alcohol in that?
Oh, it was a bourbon.
A bourbon. I could taste that bourbon.
Yeah.
So a little strong for me.
Yeah. So it had the bourbon and it had lemon and then lots of bitters.
Mm-hmm.
And then it had the maple syrup in it.
Mm-hmm. And the red wine.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
And red wine. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I guess that bourbon just was the thing that.
And it wasn't overpowering to me. It was just, I noticed it. It was in there.
Yeah.
And I guess I liked it because
it's
not overwhelming or anything. But anyway, I just wanted to update on that. As far as I was concerned, that's now in my mind, that's our king right now.
Okay. For the red wine cocktail.
Yeah.
Bloodletter.
Yep. Bloodletter
beats the Caribou.
Okay. So we also talked about last week the trends in cocktails, beers, and everything else up to the 50s. And then when we get to the 60s, if you remember last time we had kind of I guess you thought it was kind of getting a little more classy. We got the Manhattans, Martinis.
Martinis. There you go. Dean Martin and Martinis.
Yeah. So, well, this was the 50s. Now, the 60s, yeah, and they said the martinis really got popular in the 60s because of a movie.
What was the movie?
Shaken, Not Stirred.
Shaken, Not Stirred.
James Bond.
Oh, James
Bond. Remember, he'd always order the martinis?
No.
Oh, okay.
I didn't watch James Bond.
Okay, so during the 60s, though, martinis got really popular because of James Bond. You also saw rum and cokes, Seagram's 7, which was the Canadian whiskeys, got real popular. Screwdrivers.
I do remember screwdrivers.
Okay. And they said beers became more regionalized. Coors really got popular, and I still remember that in Iowa. That was more in the 70s, but people thought Coors was just the biggest thing ever. Oh, If you're going out to Colorado, bring back
some Coors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, Coors was huge out west.
Now, you got to remember, the 70s, this was start of disco.
Oh, yeah.
The discotheques. So they were drinking those.
So you're saying everybody was crazy?
Well, they were a little off. Maybe just a little off is what I'm thinking.
Down south had Falstaff, Lone Star.
Okay.
And then kind of in the Midwest, East, they said Anheuser-Busch, Schlitz were big.
Okay.
70s. And we didn't even know this drink. I've never... The Godfather. They said
70s disco, The Godfather.
Yeah, they said that became really huge. It was a drink, obviously, named for the movie, The Godfather. Between the Sheets, I've heard of it. I have no idea what it is.
Between the Sheets, no.
And a grasshopper.
A grasshopper, I would like that.
Yeah. And Schlitz started out the 70s as the number one beer in America.
Wow.
Okay. By the end of the 70s, I don't think you could hardly find Schlitz, and Anheuser-Busch was number one.
King of the beers.
And Miller Lite started, well, Miller started Lights. To get big
started
because they the started eighth. Miller Lite.
Yeah.
And that was kind of the first light beer,
mm-hmm.
and they had all the pro athletes, and they did their less filling, great taste
yeah.
commercials that were huge, okay? 80s, Long Island iced teas, B-52s.
B-52.
Blue Lagoon and Amaretto Sour.
Oh, I love Amaretto Sour.
Okay. Budweiser was number one. I think Bud stays tops here and for a long time. 90s, Cosmopolitans, Appletinis, Island iced tea.
We're getting uppity again.
Sex on the Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 2000s, Strawberry Daiquiris.
Oh, daiquiris.
Mojitos.
Oh, I like mojitos.
Yeah.
Summertime.
I'd never heard of that until, what was the show?
Burn Notice.
Burn Notice. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Energy-based drinks, Red Bull liquors, and Bud Light is number one.
In what decade was that?
That's the 2000s. Then the 20-teens got the... What is it? Aperol Spritzer?
Spritzers?
Yep. Hard seltzers, White Claws, Moscow Mules became really
yes.
popular.
And the copper mugs.
And Bud Light's number one.
Yeah, Bud Light.
Okay, 2020s. Margaritas and tequilas are...
Killing it.
Yeah, they're tequilas number one.
Tequilas have really gone through the roof.
Old fashions are still popular. And since 2023... We have a new beer champion.
Something begins with an M.
It's Modelo.
Modelo.
Especial.
I don't think I've ever had a Modelo.
Yeah, I think you have. But...
No, I don't.
Okay.
Think
so. Okay, so that kind of wraps us
shiner.
Up. But yeah, margaritas, tequilas. And that's one of the reasons I really wanted to find a tequila drink. But then I thought this one sounded really good. And it's really pretty, too.
Mm-hmm. So tonight we have one white wine and one red wine
yep.
cocktail.
We're going to start out with the white cocktail, which is the Saint Germain cocktail. Very simple to make. Using a Collins glass, you just fill it with ice, pour in an ounce and a half of Saint Germain, 2 ounces of a white wine or sparkling. You could use sparkling in this,
mm-hmm.
too.
We did not.
2 ounces of club soda. For your sparkle, and then you just stir it and garnish with a lemon twist.
And it has a lemony taste, refreshing
oh, yeah.
light.
Yeah.
Again, this is one I think would be a crowd pleaser. You could serve at a brunch.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Mm-hmm. My favorite white wine cocktail.
Could be.
Mm-hmm.
Very
I really
good.
I like it.
That is really good.
Very
good. A little bit of sweetness, and you got the...
The lemon.
Lemon in there.
Mm-hmm. It's like lemonade with a little kick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A little sweet, maybe.
Not quite as sweet as lemonade, but...
Oh, no.
No. Mm-hmm. I like it.
So what would you rate that then, if that's your favorite?
I like it a lot.
Okay.
I'm giving it a 4.
Okay.
Just because I haven't had enough white wine cocktails to put it in perspective.
Okay. I think I'll go five on that, actually. I love it. I like it. Mm-hmm. I like that a lot. That would be something. It's easy to make, which is a plus for me.
Yes, simple is best.
Simple, and it tastes good.
Right.
So, yeah, I have no problems.
No special glass needed, not a lot of that. Garnishing.
Yeah, very simple.
Just a lot of ice.
Okay, and I think that's it. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go to our second one. So our second one is the Devil's Margarita.
Mm.
And again, I wanted to use this just because tequila is so popular right now. People really like the tequila drinks. And this one is a little bit tougher to make. I mean, not hard at all. 1.5 ounces of tequila blanco, 1 ounce fresh lime juice, 3/4 ounce of simple syrup. And if you remember last week, simple syrup is just one part water, one part sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in a pan, heat it up, or you can buy it too. And then 1/2 ounce of red wine. And so what you do is you put the tequila, lime juice, simple syrup in a shaker with ice, shake it up, get it nice and cold. Then you pour over ice, and then you float 1/2 ounce of red wine on top.
And the red wine is staying on top. It is not sinking into this drink.
Yeah.
Which...
Yours did really well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine's a little fuzzy.
Your skin's
fuzzy.
A little pink on the bottom.
I shook mine up a little bit, I think. But and then you garnish with a lime wheel.
Okay, let's give this a whirl.
I'm going to have some pictures online, and we'll give the recipes on there.
Mm. Has the smell... taste with just a little softness of a margarita.
Hmm.
Well, that is a surprise. I don't mind it.
It's a little bit...
It's very tequila.
I don't know. Oh, yeah.
I mean...
If you like tequila and limes, that's their big time.
It's just, for me, it tastes a little strong again. Mm-hmm. I like my mellow cocktails. Mm-hmm. This is a little stronger.
Yeah. I guess...
Makes me go, woo!
Yeah, and personally for me, I would prefer a bourbon maple syrup mix over the tequila flavor, personally. But
yeah, it's just I can tell it's strong. I do like the taste of it though. I'm surprised with the wine in there.
Yeah,
I know you do the margaritas with beer in there. You can do it.
Corona Rita.
And that has just a little flair to it. And so does this.
Yeah. Corona Rita or the, what, how else did they say? A Margarona. Margarona.
Mm.
They said they've heard it both ways. Margarona, I think.
This is kind of growing on me, this tequila one. Mm. I think I want to go out to Mexican food.
Yeah.
Can we go?
Doesn't take much, does it?
No.
Okay, what would you rate that one?
Gosh, I liked it. I like it. I like it for a different reason than number one with the white.
You know, it's actually pretty refreshing.
It really is.
And it's all white except for 1/2 ounce of red. And that's almost to color it, maybe give it a little sweetness, I think.
We are missing out. The bar scene is missing out by not doing these wine cocktails.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Yeah, they are good.
Yeah.
Yep. So what would you give that one?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go 3 just because it's a little heavy.
Mm-hmm.
But I like it a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't mind it. And I would go 3. I mean, I would definitely drink it.
I would order that, but I'd want it with my Mexican food.
It's not my favorite.
Yeah. It just has that association.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would take a regular margarita.
Over this?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if I would.
Really? Okay.
I like it just as well as a margarita. Wow.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. And like I said, I think it depends. The person that likes tequila. I must like tequila. Well, I'm just saying this would be awesome.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. I think that's it.
Oh, I like this show, and we might have to do more cocktails.
Yeah.
Put up our favorite 3 against each other.
So what would your favorite 3 be right now?
It would definitely be that
Calamoxo.
Coke one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Coke and red wine. I do like this white wine.
Okay.
Today.
The Saint Germain cocktail.
Then I probably want to put the three red wines together. The Caribou. The one we had last week, which was...
Bloodletter.
And this tequila one.
Okay. You like those all equally, you're saying?
Pretty much.
Okay.
I'd like to back them up, take a sip of each.
Okay.
Narrow it down.
Okay. Cool. And if I was doing it, I think I would go the Bloodletter is my number one. I'm probably going to say the Saint Germain cocktail's number two for me. Mm-hmm. And then I would go the Caribou.
You love lemonade. So these are cheers.
I do.
And I must love the tequila.
Yeah. So, awesome.
Very pleased.
Next week, we're going to be doing something we haven't done for a while. The Budget Wine Hunt Show. We haven't done that for a while. Every wine is going to be under $10. So we're going to do three wines. They'll all be under $10. And we'll see if we can't find some new, good, inexpensive wines.
To pass along.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us.
Okay, so until next time, happy wine trails to you. Until we taste again on the next episode of the Wine Appraiser Podcast. Bye.